Our guest tonight, Matthew Ryan, Amiro's Too Mature, standing in for George Norrie. It's open lines. It's Friday night. We're holding over Matthew for another segment of your phone calls, which are next. This is Coast to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. I'm Amiro's Too Mature. Our guest tonight is Matthew Ryan. And as promised, Twitter is something that I appreciate so much because it's interactive with me during the show, and I get to interface with all of you out there. You can follow me on Twitter at JChurchRadio. Very easy to do, and Twitter always stays up to my left. And Matthew, I got this from Clay, and yeah. Clay says on Twitter, he says, Matthew, have you gone back to the forest to try and see it again? Thank you for that, Clay. Great question. Matthew?
Yeah, I did. It was kind of funny because after the experience happened, every time that I went into the forest for, I'd probably say like a year maybe, every single time that I would go hiking, I was like desperately hoping to have that craft come back. You know, every time I would go out either on my own or with friends or whatever, you know, there was always a piece of me that was like, man, I really hope that I get to see that again. And, you know, and at that point in time, it was, mainly probably to just appease my mind, you know, and as the mind, you know, offers up all sorts of stories or interpretations. And, you know, I did go back there a couple of times to that location. And every time that I would like try to tune in or whatever, you know, there was just nothing. There was no connection. And over time, I think I stopped trying to do that. And once I began that regression work with my friend Stacy, I really came into a whole other level of understanding about what the experience was all about. And and I ended up after that regression, the initial regression, I began having clear, consistent, real-time communication with the being that was on board that craft. And she became, the being, the star being is a woman, and she became one of my primary guides. And so, you know, I think that once that level of connection and communication opened up for me, I realized, you know what, I don't need to actually have that close encounter, because what's unfolding for me in these other types of communication is much more thorough, much more detailed, much right. more, you know, intimate.
Right, so, right, right. I've gone through the same thing. You're absolutely right.
Awesome.
Let's go to M right here in the San Fernando Valley. M, you're up next on Coast.
Hi. Okay. This is Rock Spouse. My question is, I'm wondering what type of conditions Matthew heals at, if he has a specialty, and if after he works on someone, if they also are able to demonstrate healing abilities.
Thank you for that, Em. Great question. Matthew.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you, Em. So there are a variety of circumstances or situations that often will come up in sessions, you know, when people, it's interesting because people approach me for support in many, many different ways. The way that this modality has developed for me kind of breaks into two primary areas. The majority of the work that I do would involve energetic healing. And then, you know, there's another percentage that involves channeled readings. I have this ability to be able to tap into a channel state and bring in information in a number of ways. And so some people, you know, come for that, for information. Some people approach me for connecting in with their guides, wanting to find out about their connection with star beings, et cetera. And so that's, you know, we can definitely tap into those flows of information. And I have this ability to be able to facilitate communication with their guides in that way.
Let me actually jump in there really quick, because this is a good point to interject. You actually teach, and you will be teaching at the Soul Tech conference, the Soul Tech gathering up at eCETI in August, right? So you and that information is on your website. That's easy to get to. But if somebody is interested in learning these techniques, this is something that you do. You actually teach this, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, that I think that perfectly, you know, dovetails with her question in that, you know, there a lot of the work that I do is, you know, private healing sessions or private sessions with people one-on-one. And, you know, we can go through a series of sessions often to, you know, clear different problems. You know, sometimes it's, you know, things that manifest physically almost all the time with, you know, what's underneath any kind of a situation that I see are going to be distortions in frequency. And so I get guided to work like that. But, you know, moving into then teaching, this is one of the things that I really, really enjoy and really love is that these things that have been activated within me, some of them are, you know, maybe some of them are specifically related to my own ability, but many of the things, many of the techniques that have been developed, you know, through me, I have this ability to be able to teach these. You know, we can teach these techniques to different people. And so, you know, what I'm going to be doing at Soltech in August, you know, there will be a couple of techniques that I'll be teaching there and a couple of workshops. You know, I'm very excited about that. The you know, the first day of the kind of awake day, you know, that theme, I'll be teaching a very simple yet extremely powerful technique that I call checking in, that is going to be really it's an activation of a pathway that you can follow within, you know, within yourself. It's you could see it as a meditation or a visualization, but, you know, that's something that is a repeatable technique that will help facilitate entering into an altered state of consciousness, or like a you know, a heightened state of consciousness, I should say, that grants access, you know, into some really amazing things, you know. And then on the next day, I'm going to be teaching or, you know, facilitating an activation that actually connects into the Metatron field that can be used for, you know, information and healing. And
well, you know what, you know what's great about this? I don't mean to cut you off, Matthew, but when I hear you speak about this, because I hear about this all the time, these abilities, but it's another thing to be taught. And yeah, and to actually show how this can be done, because sure, I hear, you know, people speak about it all the time. It's a whole nother thing. We all want to learn. So thank you for that. That'll be up at Soltech. Let's go, Joe from Long Island out east. Joe's been on hold for a very long time. Thank you for waiting, Joe. Say hi to Matthew.
Hi, Matthew. I know you play quarterback, right? So the
you know, that's a funny thing. I almost won the Heisman Trophy, and I almost won the Super Bowl, and both of those would have been pretty cool. But
Yeah, you must get that a lot. You get reservations at restaurants pretty easily.
Yeah, I typically do.
What's on your mind, Joe?
My question would be, you know, on the healing. It sounds like you would probably say, Matthew, that people are barking up the wrong tree in many ways. Or errant in approaching healing. You know, they'll go to a doctor and take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be the one question. And what do you think of AI like Alexa with this voice recognition? And would you relate that to your a little bit more on like how these people might have communicated telepathically? You know, and it might be similar to AI.
Yeah, great question, Joe. Matthew?
So I guess the first part, you know, looking at healing in general, you know, we live in this, in a society, we live in, you know, in our modern world where allopathic medicine is extremely important. You know, clearly there are amazing things that are done, amazing things that are, you know, facilitating healing in different ways. You know, like if I, you know, I blew out my knee, you know, I played college football, you know, I didn't play quarterback at the level that the other Matt Ryan did, you know, but I played college football and I blew out my knee while I was playing. And, you know, I went and I had knee surgery, and I had a very gifted surgeon that was able to do amazing things to the point where my knee is solid. You know, now, I mean, I was skiing today up in some extreme terrain, you know, and it's like, that's solid. So, you know, there are absolutely places for, you know, for that approach to our healing. And where I have been guided to go, and where many other people are being guided to go, is a slightly different approach that maybe is a little bit less reactionary. And, becomes more preventative, you know, looking at many different things. Where I get guided to support people, you know, is to look at energetic patterns, you know, patterns of frequency, patterns of energy that give rise to distortions. And those distortions, you know, they'll manifest in many different ways, from mental and emotional situations to, you know, even physical situations. And, you know, my strong belief and my absolute experience is that as you take an approach to looking at, you know, other sources of causality that can be rising for people, that can either, you know, in and of itself, create a situation where people can move themselves energetically, mentally, you know, emotionally, physically into a place of their own self-healing, or, you know, it can really dovetail very well with traditional forms of treatment, whether it be, you know, therapy or, you know, allopathic medical healing. And so, you know, I think that there's absolutely a place for this. And, you know, as I had an experience a couple of years ago when my son broke his arm by ice skating, and we went into the emergency room, and the orthopedic surgeon was he was an American man of East Indian background. And when he asked me what I do for work, you know, there's a little hesitancy. You know, I'm in the ER at a hospital, and I say, well, you know, I work with holistic healing. And he said, oh, what kind? I said, well, energetic work. And he looks at me and he says, oh, like Reiki? And I said, well, kind of. I mean, it's a little different. And he said, well, I'm a Reiki master. You know, and it kind of blew me away. And he says, you know, yeah, you know, in India, we've known about energetic systems as the chakra system for thousands of years. And, you know, Western medicine's only been around for 100 years. And, you know, and I really struck me as just an amazing reflection of where our world is right now, that these things don't have to, you know, they don't have to exist in different realms. They're actually blending together in many ways. And our science is proving spirituality in many ways, and our spirituality, you know, is backing up science. And so, you know, that's kind of my approach, you know, as to the healing situation.
Well, okay. I've got time for one last quick question before we have to say goodnight. Let's go to Samson in St. Augustine, Florida. Samson, you're up next on Coast.
Well, good evening, Jimmy and Matthew. Samson Leonardo Chasback III is extremely honored to be on tonight with you and your guests. Your listeners are the best in the world, I have to say.
Thank you, Samson. What do you have for Matthew really quick?
Samson has a question and a comment, and he must preface it with the little thing that he told and promised your call screener. He is a stand-up comic, but he will tone things down tonight.
Okay, well, Samson, I really appreciate that, but we only have about 2 minutes before the break.
This. You mentioned that when you had your experience that something in your DNA was changed in an alien way in order for you to be able to communicate or have this experience. And Samson wonders if perhaps you have had your DNA tested to see what that DNA piece might be, because it would be proof.
Yep, you're right, Samson. Absolutely. Matthew, and thank you for the call, Samson. Matthew, did you have your DNA tested? Well, you would have to have had it tested before and after.
Exactly. You know, I haven't had it tested. And that, you know, that's an interesting point as well, because everything that I have seen and that I've learned and that I've worked with, you know, that has been corroborated through hundreds of experiences, if not thousands, with clients, with students, et cetera, is that when we're working with this kind of new paradigm of understanding of the way in which our DNA manifests, that is a very difficult thing to prove with existing, you know, genetics tests and things like that. Whereas, you know, there are scientists out there. You know, there's actually a doctor named Dr. Krishna Madappa that lives here in Taos, and he has a very close friend, Dr. Constantine, which I think Constantine actually worked with Emery Smith, maybe in doing some of the testing on that Atacama being. And you know, so they've developed, like, you know, some technology that relates to, like, biophoton emission and, you know, things like that, working with like resonance fields where they're actually measurable. And so that's the real like bleeding edge, you know, of science. But the reality that I'm operating in and, you know, that we can work with seems to be for the time being slightly out in front of the paradigm around genetics and especially like around these, you know, tests like Ancestry.com and things like that. But yeah, because I didn't have a test before, you know, there would be no way, I think, of creating a baseline. But I can't wait for the day where they're going to be able to holographically image or, you know, things like that that would be, you know, provable to these experiences that I've had.
Yeah, and the interesting part for me, and by the way, I want to thank you for not only this conversation tonight, but, you know, a first-time guest on Coast is always great and important for the audience. But it enables others out there that can resonate with your experience and then turn around and share that experience and talk about it. Call in on shows like this and get out there and talk about it. But the other thing is, you will be up at Soul Tech, and all of that information, your website is Gamma Wave Healing. Those links are at Coast to Coast, and you're going to be up there in August. And teaching is the most important thing when it comes to all of this. And I do want to thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm really honored, you know, for the opportunity. And, you know, just as an additional shout out, you know, to our friends over there at Modern Masters that are participating with Soul Tech. You know, John and Dana are just incredible people. And they actually, that, you know, you've mentioned my website a few times, GammaWaveHealing.com. And they really have provided me with tremendous support in redesigning and supporting, kind of, you know, beefing up all of that website and different things that are going to be coming online there. And, you know, like you said, I think it really is important. I feel like it's a very big part of my mission to be open with these experiences and to share. And because, you know, we need people to feel comfortable, you know, to come forward, whether it's about, you know, expressing their authenticity or, you know, the experiences that they've had that, you know, can be ridiculed or shamed by certain segments of the population. And it's like, no, we need to bring these things out into the open, push disclosure forward in a big way. And it really starts with us. And I'm really honored to participate in that.
Absolutely, Matthew. Thank you so much. Matthew Ryan, everybody, standing in for George Norrie. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. All of your phone calls are next. It's Friday Night Open Lines on Coast to Coast AM. All right, welcome back. You got to read this story that we have over on the Coast to Coast website. It's about grieving for a loved one and wearing this certain 19th century mourning veil, you know, that you wear, right? When you're mourning, you know, you wear this. It could result in dun 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 certain death. Yeah, you got to check out the story right now, Coast to Coast AM in the news section. And would you wear it? Would you wear it? Dan, would you wear a veil if you were mourning? You wouldn't do it? What if it involved certain death? You wouldn't wear it. Would you have somebody else wear it if it involved certain death? You would think about that. That's exactly right. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm your host, Jimmy Church. Friday night, open lines. Your phone calls are next. Stay with us. All right, welcome back, Coast to Coast AM, my favorite night of the week. See, check this out. Friday night open lines on Coast is one thing. I did open lines that I do every Thursday night over on, you know, my show that I do before Coast, which is Fade to Black. So it's open lines all night last night, open lines all night tonight, and it's just my favorite part of the week, hanging out with all of you. So let's do just that. I'm going to go top to bottom. I'm just going to go at the top, and I'm going to go to wild card, Justin in Asheville, North Carolina. You're up next on Coast, Justin. Welcome.
Welcome to you, too. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Justin. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. Your first guest you had on there was talking about the UFO, and it passed over my house, and I took a compass out, and it was headed towards, you know, where he was talking about there towards Bristol.
Oh, yeah, that was a caller, actually.
Well, I've seen it too, and it was gray. I'm going to build it out of Legos, but it was gray, and it was headed in the compass direction towards Bristol.
Really? And that was last July, last summer?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
And I'm not joking with you, man.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. So when you heard him, describe it and what month it was last year and that it was going towards Bristol, you knew what he was talking about because you saw it.
Yes, I pulled out a little pocket compass and it was headed towards Bristol because Asheville and Bristol ain't too far away, you know?
That's right. Wow, that's exciting. And see, that's why, and Justin, and thank you for the phone call, but the more important part about that is the audience for Coast to Coast, they are smart, and it's wide, and it's large. And so when I put out a message like that, call in, let us know, you know what I mean? And that's what's most important here, because you saw it. You were a witness, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've seen it, and I was like, wow. When I heard it on the radio, I just realized I've seen the same thing.
That is just amazing, Justin. And you know what, my friend? Thank you for taking the time to get through to us here on Coast to Coast. It's nearly impossible with the size of this audience to get through on the phones, but you did. Thank you for that, and thank you for making the effort.
Well, I enjoy the radio broadcast, and I enjoy all the radio broadcasts on the AM radio that I listen to, and I really appreciate everything y'all do.
Thank you so much, Justin. Be safe out there, my friend. That's a great phone call right there. Like I said, I'm going to go top to bottom. So next up is Paul in Jefferson City, Missouri. Paul, you're up next.
Hey, Jimmy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Paul. How are you?
Great. I believe you agreed that there's some weird stuff going on. We can't quite throw our finger on. And I think it's mind control. I think it's chemtrails, cell towers, et cetera. And it's little things that they affect, and they have big results. And one of the things they do is mess with your program, I think. An example of that is you had Corey Good on, and I called in, and I told you about, I said, if you want to know about a really wild alien experience, you call me, because I didn't want to talk about it. And then I asked two questions, and neither one was answered at all. It was really strange. I love you, man. I think you're greatest. It's not a slight to you in any way. But they mess with people in ways like that and don't get things discussed. I had asked about zigzagging stars and large triangular craft.
Mm-hmm. I've seen both.
Weird. Neither one was answered, though, after I got off the line. You didn't. It was weird.
Well, I can totally believe that for a lot of different reasons. One, could they be running interference? Yes. Two, somehow things get sidetracked. Happens all the time. You know, and you know what's really funny, Paul? I do this every day of the week, right? And I love it so much, interacting and taking phone calls. And I will take a phone call, hear the question, and then forget the question as it's being asked. I do it all the time. I just completely blank out.
But they mess with people in small ways, and I thought that was a good example of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Thank you, Paul, and be safe out there. We'll see you tomorrow night right here on Coast. Have a great night. Let's go to the West Coast. Let's go to Gina Maria in Washington. You're up next on Coast.
Hi, Jimmy. First of all, peace and love, and God bless to everyone and everything everywhere. And I was hoping to talk to your guest, but I'll tell my story.
Sure.
It's kind of similar in that there was a sound involved. And there's three different circumstances. So I was 5 years old, I heard a sound, and I was, told, a voice in my head told me to get up and go to the window, and I went to the window, and when I got to the window, there was complete just darkness, just really black darkness. And interspersed on top of that darkness was shapes and colors, different shapes and different colors. Remember, I'm 5 years old, so they showed me something a five-year-old could see.
Mm-hmm.
And the sound I heard, now this is like from a five-year-old perspective, it was two sounds overlaid on top of each other, and the sound was like a near, 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 interspersed with a beep, 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 beep. Okay? So, and then I was told to go back to bed. And I believe that maybe my gifts were kind of kicked in at that point. But then 20 years later, I'm watching a TV program, and the people on TV had seen a UFO, and it had a sound to it. Now, they didn't have a video recorder, but they had an audio recorder, so they recorded the sound. Then these people went ahead and got a permit and these massive speakers, and they were beaming it up to space. And as soon as they started beaming that sound on the TV show, real life, you know, thing, anyhow, it was the same sound I heard when I was a small child. And I always knew it had to do with UFOs somehow. And I dropped to my knees, and I was just, like, so blown away.
What did you see? Did you end up seeing anything in this darkness?
It was colors and shapes.
Right. I mean, but...
different colors.
But what did you see? I understand the colors and the shapes and you know...
Well, so, like, maybe... I can't even remember which color was which shape, but, like, triangle, circle, square... shapes and in different colors and stuff. I've made it on construction paper before. But the mind-blowing one is a year ago, you know, when they heard those gravity waves from space?
Yeah, the reports, yes.
That Einstein had talked about or whatever.
Right.
And they played it. That was the same sound.
Really?
Yes.
That happened when you were five. What has happened with you for, you know, throughout your life? Has this followed you?
Oh, my God. I've had the most incredible life. I've had from UFO experiences to seeing dead people, hearing them. I can see the vibrational patterns of anything. I can look at grass and see it, the molecules in motion.
Mm.
I can see it in trees. I can see it in a rock. I can see it in anything. You name it. Healing powers.
Well, that's great. Have you been over to Mount Adams? You live up in Washington.
No. I'd love to go to Mount Adams. That's one of our volcanoes. Yes.
Yeah, you need to go over to Mount Adams. You need to go check that out. It's a pretty incredible place, and especially with somebody with your gifts, you need to go over to Mount Adams. That's where it's going down, especially in Washington. Gina, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you. God bless you.
Right back at you. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night right here on the show. And now let's go to, is it Malico and Prescott? You're up next.
Yes, Malico.
Malico, how are you?
Yeah. How you doing, Jim?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, considering I just had 15 teeth pulled.
Wow. The wrong night to call into a 15 teeth.
Yes, it all started about 12 years ago. I got in these bad car accidents. None of my fault. I got rear-ended. Got it settled, $1,200. 1 week later, got the car shut up. I got rear-ended again, dead still in traffic both times. Got slammed into a heavy work truck, bang, bang, double whiplash, $8,000 damage, totaled my back. Then I get run down in a crosswalk by a Ford F-150 pickup truck, hit and run.
Wow.
Stops for a second, turns the corner, and takes off.
Wow, and now you just had 15 teeth pulled, man.
Yeah,
that's a lot. That's a whole lot of life experiences, right there, all rolled into one. But
that's because of the the medicine they put me on, the morphine and stuff, that eventually rots out your roots. So that's what happened over 10 years time of doing these, because they don't give you the good stuff. You know, the technology we all know is coming when we have full disclosure.
Right. Well, you live up there in Prescott, and you guys have nothing but UFO activity up there, don't you?
Yeah. Well, I'm in Bullhead right now, but I plan on going back to and I've seen some pretty bizarre things.
Like what?
Well, you know, actually, some of the experiences I've had actually had to do with psychedelics, and Terrence McKenna used to talk about that. He goes, all you take is 5 dry grams of mushrooms, and he goes, you'll get whirling vortexes, saucers, information, alien codes, you know. He used to talk about that all the time. And one time I was doing it, and I saw his DNA molecules, two of them dancing around each other, spiraling in his dance. I was like, that was pretty impressive. Also, one of them just expanded and stretched out into infinity, and all of a sudden one code lit up, and from that single code, it actually made it sound like...
Yeah, you know, it sounds to me, I had this, it's funny, Maleko, I had the same experience at a Blue Oyster Cult concert in 1978, but that's a whole nother story. It was during Buck Dharma's guitar solo for Don't Fear the Reaper with the lasers, but I regress. Let's go to the first-time caller line, Jody in Houston, Texas. Jody, you're up next on Coast.
Hi, Jimmy. Now, okay, first, I had the best question for Matthew.
What and what question, Jody? It was the best one.
I had the best question.
Oh okay. Man! Well, can you do it now for me? Can you just let me have the best question ever?
Well, I want to know what he thinks about. There's some people that think biblical events and stories can be explained or related to alien visits way, way, way back, like they've seen.
Way back when? Way back when?
Well, they've seen, you know, what do they call that? Drawings on caves. And I forget what they're called, but they do look kind of like they could be aliens in a spaceship or, you know, instead of, you know, an angel with a halo or, you know,
antennas.
Sun bright.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I want to know what he thinks about that, or he probably has some information. I mean, if he speaks with them. I'm curious to know. I've seen a UFO, too. Me and my girlfriend did a few years ago. But I am so curious about that because it does kind of make sense. Some of the stories can be really explained away to different, you know, like when they said they had war in the sky, and there was fire shooting back and forth.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and so, Jody, the thing is, I'm going to throw this right back at you, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
These references have been not only through mythology, but written, painted, and spoken for thousands and thousands of years. Okay, right. So we know that these references are there. Those cave paintings with the antennas and the helmets and flying stuff,
yeah.
Those are in Australia. They're in the Western United States. They're in Africa. They're in France. They're in Spain. They're in Italy. They're in Japan, China. They're everywhere. So I'm going to ask you, what do you think it's representing?
Well, I'm a Christian. I have a strong faith in God, but I've always wanted to see a UFO as a kid, and then me and my friend saw one October 12, 2012. And I couldn't believe that nobody else was seeing it. It was on a major road in Houston, Texas. And it was like right when the sun's starting to come up. You could, if you looked up, there's no way you could miss it. It was huge. And it just was hovering there, and then it went down into a grove of trees, which you can't get to. We were driving around. I'm like, whatever you do, don't you take your eyes off those. I wanted to see that again for anything in the world I would have given to see it again.
So that was, Jody, I'll make it real easy for you. This is what's great about the Coast audience. You said it was October 12th, 2 days after my birthday, by the way.
Oh.
October 12th, 2012, Houston, yes. Texas, middle of the day, up in the sky. You saw...
Middle of the day, when the sun was coming up. I just dropped my husband off at the airport. He works there.
Right.
They see stuff, crazy stuff out there all the time. And that was like at 4:30, and then we were driving over to Humboldt. So it was about 5 o'clock in the morning.
She's 5
like,
a.m.
there.
Got you. So was it light yet, or was it still dark?
It was.
Okay,
at that time of the year.
It's okay.
But if it was hovering there, it had lights underneath. It had five Well, she saw six lights because she was closer to it. I was on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
Five lights underneath, more red on type, but not like a light, more like a glowing on top. And it was huge. So right above the, where you can buy, like, sleazy sex toys and stuff.
Okay.
Store.
Wow, okay. Well, we thank you for that information, Jody. But this is the deal. So at 5:30 a.m., October 12th, 2012, Houston, Texas, you were over by the airport, and you saw it up in the sky. It was huge and glowing. So, yeah. You know, so
it
let's
landed,
put...
It went down into the grove of trees, and we did drive all around, but you can't get back to there.
Okay, well, Jody, I've got a break for a commercial. I don't control that part. But thank you for the phone call, and we'll put it out there, and somebody will show up on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at J Church Radio. It'll be posted right there. Thank you for the phone call. It's Coast to Coast AM, Friday night, open lines all night long. I'm your host, Jimmy Church, standing in for George Norrie. More of your phone calls are next. Stay with us.